It's like on a corner. It's like really, it almost looks like a football concession stand. And then there's an ice cream joint like attached to it. But on the signage where you order food, it had the old Cherry Coke logo.
Oh, wow.
From the 90s. And I don't think you remember what it looks like in your head because like I didn't remember it.
Oh,
until saw it. And it brought me back to the point where I was like, it like upset me that I forgot about it.
It's really like punk looking, right? It doesn't
It looks like
a whole different brand.
Like emo punk rock, like red. And
it's like a black explosion.
And there's like zigzag lines everywhere.
You wouldn't think it's the Coca-Cola brand. You would think it's an off brand.
And it's like written like almost like graffiti Cherry
like
Coke.
Like Surge.
Yeah.
But it's like red. I know exactly. Yes. Mr. Why did they go Mr. Pibb and go, let's get rid of the Mr. and just call it Pibb Extra? Is Mr. Pibb different than Pibb Extra?
I have a memory of both being available at the same time when you could choose Mr. Pibb or Pibb Extra.
I thought it was places that just hadn't updated the sticker.
See, I don't know, but I remember there was a time where you could get either or.
Mr. Pibb was adorable. I don't even know what he looked like, but he was there in the corner.
There was a mascot?
Isn't there like in Mr. Pibb, the logo, there's like a little bubbly guy. He almost looks like the Suds guy.
I'm looking at glasses, like big glasses on like a little circle. No?
Mr. Pibb.
Yeah. On like the corner of the Mr. Pibb logo, guy with glasses.
Oh, I'm way off.
Sunglasses.
I thought it was green.
Look at Mr. Pibb 90s.
Oh, no. Okay, that's not what
I thought.
Oh, that I don't.
I don't remember. What the? That's like Ed, and Eddie. Like,
okay, I see why they got rid of it.
I thought Pibb was like green and yellow.
I see as like a skater, like skater vibes. That's how I see like that right there.
His face was like sideways. I thought it was like, yeah, see, I remember that.
I don't remember that can at all. Type in 90s Cherry Coke can. This, bro, brought me back. I completely forgot that existed.
Dude, that font is sick.
That looks like MySpace.
I love this. Like Blink 182.
That's what they had at the restaurant as like advertisement for it. And I saw it and I was like, I completely forgot that
existed. The can didn't come out like that, did it?
Yes.
It did.
No. It was like Fowler.
I was like, how long has that been?
Oh, wait, they changed it to that and then they went back?
It used to also be that like purple looking one, the purple pink. I remember.
I remember like that one.
That's newer. The one next to it, right there. Yes.
I wonder if unfiltered would look cool.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That would do so well today. Cute.
That looks like something that'd come out now.
Yeah.
Cherry Coke, though. Why didn't they make it pink? Let's lean more into the merch. Red. Dude, I think in the old
We do love Cherry Coke.
Yes. I got to say, though, the strawberry vanilla.
Oh, my God. I'm having the Dr. Pepper strawberry cream soda. Oh, my God. Imagine that on top of vanilla ice cream, it's like a root beer float.
Is there sugar in it? Is there sugar-free?
It's diet. It's diet, baby. Oh. I mean, we keep a diet around here.
As he tucks himself under his pants.
I was not looking good. I was not looking hot this weekend. Me neither. We were taking photos. Don't and I was worry. Like,
what do you mean you were working out hard? No,
look, not like last year. Last year, I was looking tight. You could bounce a nickel off my stomach. Now, I eat that nickel off like a vending machine. Has it been
years since your transformation? Like
it's well, I looked my best in like September, October, and then I lost it all.
It's all right. It happens.
What's crazy though is that I haven't gained that much weight since I stopped.
You've plateaued after my transformation. You're just.
But my stomach has grown, and like I feel.
It's like the Florida bod. Like it just loves to go in our stomach and our
ass. It different.
Yeah.
Like my face used to be like super emaciated, very like sunken in when I lost the weight, and then my face started like filling in and like looking better, and I was like, this is good. But it filled in everywhere.
Why do they do that to us?
Do you ever wonder like what our bodies will look like when we're like 65?
Do you think
we'll be in really good shape, or are we gonna have like
we'll look better than we think?
Yeah,
because like my grandparents, they weren't working out every day. I truly think that we will like try our best to take care of ourselves every day when it comes to just like physical and eating. We'll have our moments like months where we'll eat bad, but like I think we'll always go back because I could see us doing this for the next 10 years.
I could see myself being huge. Like in my head, I could like 350 pounds. I would just be like, yeah, that sounds.
Look, honestly, it depends on my life and where I'm at. Do I have a wife and kids? Are me and my wife living? Like it all depends on like what the vibe is.
How's our audience? Does our audience work out a lot?
I think it might be like half half.
I think we motivated them, but now we're not.
Do you think are a lot of people listening to this and watch this podcast like on a treadmill?
Probably. Maybe. Yeah.
There has to be. Yeah, you know what? If you're on your treadmill, let's head it up a bit today.
Guys, you want to go along Ramp with us whenever we're eating bad for months, you eat bad with us, and then we're working out, you work out with us.
Speaking of treadmill, Miss 12-3-30, Lauren Giraldo, pregnant.
Really?
Yes. Really? Wow. Congratulations to her.
Did Miss 12-3-30, she invented that?
Yes. Mariah,
I have no idea what you mean, Miss 12-3. What is that?
So Lauren Giraldo came up with 12-3-30 on the treadmill. She does it every single day, and it was like the easiest way she lost weight.
She does a 12 incline.
Oh, yeah. My mom does that, too.
Lauren Giraldo created it. There's no way. Yeah, she came out with like merch and everything.
No, she didn't.
But she came out with merch now.
She's 12-3-30. No, she came out with it years ago. Yeah.
Or have a lot of people
at her home gym, she has a neon sign that says 12-3-30.
Jordan, please look this up.
We have to know before we continue.
I love her.
Wow. Oh God, her face is all over Google Images. God, wow, that's crazy. She came up with that.
I thought that's been around for like ever, and then it just resurged. It's crazy when you go to the gym, though, you see how many people do it. I do 12-3-30 occasionally.
She should be running with that.
It's crazy you can't like put a trademark or claim that like, yeah, like there's no,
it's not like a P90X.
Yeah, I'm sure other people did it with different numbers, and then she found the sweet spot for her, and then a lot of people started doing it because she
she releases a treadmill,
released her numbers,
a treadmill that's
numbers.
Only at those settings. You can't speed it up or like lower it.
So you know how everybody knows about the high incline and then low speed, right?
Yeah,
nobody ever came up with that like number.
I'm sure it was, maybe it was different numbers. I don't know. I just know she came up with 12-3-30.
I'm not trying to discredit you, Lauren. I just can't believe that
I don't believe that.
Like a Princess Lauren.
Wow, she looks great.
Is she married?
They set their wedding date. They're engaged.
Oh, wow.
But they accidentally got pregnant.
Two of Patricia's bridesmaids are due on the weekend of our wedding.
Oh, that's insane.
She's already got one call and was just like, guess what? And she was like, you're pregnant. And it was like, oh my God, yes. And then she got another call that was like, guess what? She's like, are you serious? Both. Do.
That's funny.
So is that something you guys have to maneuver around? Or
I basically have to like cut two of my groomsmen. So Zane, we got to talk. I'm kidding.
Okay. Wait, are you cutting anybody else?
No. One of my cousins, I think, won't be it. And then somebody else. Okay. Ooh, I feel like
I deserve a
that
spot.
Hurts. That hurts.
Of course, I've lived with you for years, but... I don't think guys.
We're gonna end this podcast, or he's gonna tell me on the side.
No, guys. I think guys take it a lot more easier than like girls do.
Oh, yeah.
If like a girl had to be like,
honestly, I feel like for guys it's kind of a relief.
Yes,
it should be a lot of fun.
All right, well let's run this
intro.
Let's run the intro. Do the 12-3.
Oh baby, we get. All right, we got a lot to talk about, baby. Coachella weekend just happened. You'll hear it a week later, but let's roll, baby. It's Comic Town, baby. Woo! Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I really hope I'm right about that 12-3-30.
And we are unfiltered. Thank you so much for coming on to another episode. I wish we can come up with something different.
No, it's good. It's authentic. It would be like friends changing their theme song. You just don't do it.
Oh, yeah. We are friends. We're better than friends.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in again. If you're new, hello, welcome. Hope you enjoy the show. If you're coming from Coachella, I'm sorry. Big apologies.
Where do we even start?
What day did you go? What day did we go?
Y'all went on Thursday. Y'all left around like 10 a.m. or wait. Noon.
Oh yes, yeah. Me, Heath, and Mariah, we got to go with Guest Originals, we went with them last year and it was incredible. We also went with Happy Hour last year, our seltzer company. And this year, it was Guest Originals mainly that did that crazy compound that you guys all saw already this last weekend and also last year. And Happy Hour was also a part of it too at the house, which was so cool.
Let me tell you, imposter syndrome is real.
Oh yeah, no. When the whole time we just felt like we didn't deserve it. Why are we here? We shouldn't
we
be here.
We're like, this ain't us.
No, being included, like,
Yeah,
yeah, it's just, they just really took care of you. Yeah. It's just like, it's unreal. Every house had a personal chef 24 hours.
You felt like you should have been performing like at the festival.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? Yeah.
It's definitely.
Oh, y'all had, y'all's buses were so like.
It was crazy.
The vans, like when I was just like walking into the festival, I would see you guys. And I was like, damn, everybody knows that they're like in the guest
house. Yeah, and it was really funny too, because we're like, as we're on our way, like I would just look out the window just to see where we are, and people were like recognizing the bus because they were seeing it all like
a few days before
because guests was posting all over, and we all had to post, so people were seeing it like, I wonder who's in that bus.
How many guest influencers were there? I know that you guys were on that there jet. Was there another jet as well?
There were different houses on the compound.
There was 8 houses with probably like 10 people in each house, I would guess.
8 houses?
It's a cul-de-sac with a gate. So that you,
I thought it was 3.
No, you have to enter the cul-de-sac, and it's just house. Yeah, I think there's 8.
So 8 houses, 10. So it was 80 influencers?
Around 60.
I would say 60 because you have to think of staff and
a
staff.
And one of the houses had like Brian's booth in it. So it was like a content house. So one house was occupied with like activities, and then there were 7 houses filled with influencers.
Wow.
But it was all influencers that we all got along with, we're all friends with. It was just each friend group had their own little house.
Yeah. Fun.
It was really, really nice. Yeah.
And we, so from here we got to, fly in a plane, which is I coming out of my mouth is just so cringy, but like, it's just really cool that you, and I know it's only 2.5 hours away, but if they told you you got to fly there, you would take that.
And you would do it too.
You would do it too for a jet.
I know. I can see them coming at us, but yeah, no, it was really cool. We're really grateful.
Yeah. Arrow was the name of it.
Arrow. Yeah.
Oh my God. At the airport, it's like a private airport. So you
Van Nuys?
Yeah. So you go into the bathroom. They've got like croissants and like drinks out. In the bathroom, they just had like goodie baskets with like
deodorants,
chapsticks, toothbrushes.
It was the cutest thing.
It was like a mini CVS in there, and you were just like allowed to just grab different.
He came out with every little chapstick, and he was like, they have strawberry, they have coconut.
And you realize how many people forgot toothbrushes because 3 people went to grab
a toothbrush. The amount of people excited for a toothbrush was like. Yeah,
I was, because my bristles are like that now. So I was like, I need to re-up. It's embarrassing. I didn't want people to like go to the bathroom and see my toothbrush. It's disgusting. When you see someone with like bristles
that,
you just smell their breath. When you see
they go hard.
I go really hard when I brush my teeth.
Yeah.
I just feel like going hard means you're getting a deeper clean.
Do you not have an automatic toothbrush?
No, I don't.
I don't
like automatic toothbrushes.
Yeah, I don't either.
Why not?
I get it. The vibration when it's between your gums, it's shaking your gums and it's pushing the shit out of.
Think about like a floor cleaner, a pressure washer has an extra power to it that otherwise just like rubbing something.
I get it. I think my gums are very sensitive because you know, Mr. the cavity root canal boy.
Yeah.
My mouth is very sensitive. It's like a temple. You have to really take care of it. And because I haven't been taking care of it in my whole
life. Okay, back to the flight. You guys know.
No. I want to talk about my teeth real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So he used to drink.
You had a long teeth journey.
Sweetened condensed milk when he was
Oh, boy.
We haven't said that story about 8 times throughout this whole time. But yeah, we croissants, awesome. We get on the plane, we get there very quickly.
Is the pilot like, hey, happy hour, guys? Am I right? I was like, yo, this, if I was the pilot.
Oh my gosh, Matt, we were doing the YMCA, we were doing conga lines on the plane.
Oh yeah, there was.
And what I was thinking, I was like, this is a really good, like, 2 truths and a lie.
Yeah.
Like, I've done a conga line on an airplane.
Brian's doing backhand springs.
Yeah. Here's the thing, people are like, you can't do that on a commercial airline. It's just that nobody knows each other, so no one's gonna be sitting there.
Right. Right,
doing the conga line on the plane. But you can literally get everybody to do the conga line on the plane.
Which is crazy.
Everybody on a commercial flight. Yeah. Like, they can't stop you unless it starts getting like rowdy. I think that's when
there was a point where we got freaked out because the conga line went all the way to the back of the plane. So I think all of our brains thought it was like tilting.
On our plane, we got to meet Alex Earl.
Was she nice?
She was really nice. She was very personable. She a hustler, right? Constantly filming. constantly taking content, constantly taking pictures.
She's just a natural.
Yeah.
A natural.
And she has like a really fun personality too. I was really surprised. I wasn't expecting that.
She doesn't live out here, right? Doesn't she go to school or?
She lives in Florida. She goes to school in Florida, yeah. But she's from New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So her and her like four friends, one of it was her sister, four friends and her got to come and be at the guest compound.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. So I think it was just us and then Ricky and Denzel.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
It was fun. We got there. We got assigned our houses.
Did you guys have the best? Were there better houses than the other houses?
Or they're all pretty much the same, just different layouts.
Slightly different layouts.
Yeah. Was y'all's the same one as last year? It looked like it was the same one.
It was
a different house on the compound.
Oh. All compounds are the same, like marble, same counter, same cab. They're all the same houses.
The big difference is like the pool. Some of them have them like in the front, some are in the back, different shapes. Some had like a underground like barbecue area and like a walkway across like a fire pit.
Relatively just, like, different. The same.
I don't know if we talked about this last year. Are these houses real people's houses who just rented them out? Or is this just like they always have these houses to rent out to people?
One guy built the compound and rents it out.
I don't know. Nobody lives in these houses.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Same. Our house too was not someone's house. It was the gated community's rental house.
It's funny. It kind of like... Outside of it, it looks like a cult compound. Yeah. Like a cult compound.
Just a black
light. It's very like picture perfect.
Yeah.
Every house is like, looks exactly
outside of Coachella, like every other day of the year, if people lived in there, you'd be like, this must be either a family or a husband with multiple wives.
Okay.
Yeah. They just copied and pasted every house.
Now, what amenities did you have? You said you had a chef.
So we had a chef and a personal like assistant basically who was like helping around the house. Like he'd be like, you guys want a drink, a snack?
The three of us would try to like help out a little bit.
You know, Mariah, like, she's cleaning every 5 seconds. She couldn't stand to see
them. They offered me a job. They did.
She's working next weekend. Honestly, Mariah.
I'm working weekend too.
Is there a guest?
You should.
I would love it.
Are they doing it all over again for weekend two? The guests?
No.
Oh,
but they really took care of us. The chef I don't know what he's doing in that kitchen.
Unbelievable.
Because you'd be like, breakfast burrito. He'd be like, done.
Love. Yeah, but it wasn't a breakfast burrito. It wasn't.
Nah. I asked for scrambled eggs. I'm on a no egg kick right now because we were egged out. We have a lot of eggs going on in this house.
Yeah.
So I haven't had eggs in like months.
Yeah.
I asked for his scrambled eggs. Every day I needed scrambled eggs like two times a day because I don't know what I asked for eggs and salt and pepper.
They were the best.
Yeah. There was just like his heart was just in it.
You know what? I bet you he put a little lemon in it.
Something.
A little lemon makes an egg.
It was just so crazy. Good. Like basic foods that you have all the time and you can make at your house.
Just elevated.
But just elevated to the point where I was like, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Because when you look in the fridge, basic ass shit. There's nothing different in that. There's nothing different in the spices that he's using.
And he was so nice on top of it.
Super friendly.
Tell us stories. It was funny because when he would be cooking breakfast in the morning, he'd get there at like 7 a.m. and some people would still be partying. So he said he'd be looking up and getting all the tea from around everybody and he'd be pretending like not to hear, and then he'd tell everybody like, this person did this and this person did this.
It was really funny.
They were taking shots at like 8 a.m. still.
Yeah. It was really funny.
So funny.
But before we get to the festival, Matt, your perspective. What's going on in your perspective?
Wait, like up to me and what I was doing?
Well, yeah, because...
Yeah, like your house.
Your house. Like, what was your situation?
Well, y'all stayed in the guest house. I stayed... Guest.
Originals.
Oh, everyone kept asking me, so what's the guest house like? And I'd be like, we don't have one. And they're like, no, they thought like... They wanted to know everything y'all were up to. That was a top question. No, I stayed at the pretty basic house.
Woo!
Which is Remy and Alicia and all of their friends and Patricia and I and Jack Cook and Mallory.
We stopped by there last year. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It was a blast. It was a good house. They had also just like done Hawaii like big time for like Alicia's wedding or Alicia's birthday. Anyways.
Everyone's like,
No, it was a great house. We got there on Thursday. Crazy sandstorm coming in to Coachella.
Oh, like, really?
You could not see down the road, like driving. Really? It was like a snowstorm full on getting
there. Oh, wow. I did not hear about that.
And I was like, somebody is going. I was curious if you guys were flying over, if you were just going to see all of the dust.
The wind was insane.
No, not when we
flew in.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
on that Thursday, it was terrible.
That's because they couldn't do the helicopters. Remember, Blade was shut down?
Oh, you're
because it was windy that they couldn't even land a helicopter.
Oh, you're right. I remember. I actually remember that. Okay.
The most beautiful thing about the house was that how close we were to the festival.
Oh, that's good.
But it was so close where even if like you wanted to get an Uber, the Ubers couldn't take you to the festival.
So it wasn't close enough to walk?
It was like a 40-minute walk. It was also like a 25-minute walk. The moment you got there, it was the entrance to like the parking lot. So you still had another walk, but it was the first day. I was even looking at the map. I'm like, we should walk. So I'm like saying the most like primitive things compared to you, guys. Well,
you know what I would do? You know what I would do? I would have this sign on me and be like $30 or something to, if you're driving, you have nobody in your car, just take us. Or unless you're saying it was so much traffic.
Dude, we got in an Uber. Cause like the first day I was like, guys, there's no way that we should just walk. And they're like, we're going to get an Uber. We got an Uber. We went around for like a whole, right when we got to the corner of like our neighborhood, they're like, nope. You had to have like the VIP pass thing for your car. If you're in a standard Uber, you had to go all the way around.
Oh my God.
And so
God.
We were in that for like an hour and then we go right back to where we were. And then he goes, I should probably let y'all out. So we like burned $60. Bro,
we say this every year. They got to figure out that situation.
But it's because we were so close to the festival. If we were further away, we would have been able to zip in no problem.
Okay.
It's just right where the VIP entrance was where our neighborhood was.
All right.
So that was like a little annoying. So it was a walk, but it was actually so super convenient because every day people in our house would wait for an Uber to go home because they thought the walk was so long. And Patricia and I would be home like that.
That's a nice walk.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. I mean, it's like a New York walk. Like, no problem.
A few years ago when we were at that Fanjoy house, I remember we like walked back right?
Yeah.
Were you with us at the Fanjoy house?
I can't even. Yes. I stayed at the Fanjoy house.
That was really nice because that was like walking distance. That was perfect. That house was great.
I went to a really cool party though during the day.
I already know what it was. I was so jealous.
Remy was talking about it. Remy had a brand deal with Cap'n Crunch. And she's like, there's a Cap'n Crunch party. And I go, that sounds quirky
She's
and fun.
Iconic.
And then I go, where is it? She goes, at Margaritaville. And I go, say that again. So I'm like, you're telling me that there's a Cap'n Crunch 60th birthday party at the Margaritaville and it's all Cap'n Crunch themed?
Those people planning it must have been high.
I DM Cap'n Crunch and I'm like, can I please come party with the captain? And sure enough, they said, yes, absolutely. I tell Remy, I go, I got invited. She goes, you're coming with me. Patricia was like, you go ahead. We get there. Renee Rapp is performing and singing. I don't know if you guys know who that
Renee
is.
Renee Rapp.
She plays like Regina George on Broadway or did, and she's going to be in the new movie. A lot of Broadway heads mm-hmm. love her. And then Anderson .Paak performed as DJ Pee-wee, which is like his alternate ego. You know, Bruno Mars does his little, they put on the wigs. Mm-hmm. He's DJing. Renee Rapp singing. They bring out the captain. They have a whole Cap'n Crunch cake for him.
They shoot
blue powder out of the cannons. It was the heart of the American dream. We were laughing our butts off. And I thought it was so much fun because like a lot of like Coachella pre-parties you go to, it's all so serious. It's people who are just like, it's there for the fashion.
Right.
All of that. It was the quirkiest, funnest time we had. So that was a really fun party.
I just gotta say Captain Crunch is so, like to this day is the best cereal. it takes every cereal on that aisle.
The berry one.
Zane, the different ones that they had.
Next year, Captain Crunch compound.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, each house is different cereal.
the Lucky
Charms house.
But you know what I learned? You know who owns Captain Crunch? It's not Kellogg's, it's not General Mills.
It's Will Vicky.
It's Pepsi. Pepsi owns Cap'n Crunch. And I was curious, what other cereals do they own?
It's
just Cap'n Crunch and they own all of Quaker Oats. Cap'n Crunch is like Pepsi's only cereal.
I feel like that's so random.
You know what? I never liked Coke. It was always Pepsi. Pepsi was always number one.
Yeah. All that cool stuff about Cherry Coke we were talking about. I didn't mean it.
That's sick though.
So that was very fun. And
that's really cool.
I didn't see you guys until like
the last
Saturday at like 3 a.m.
Yeah. I know.
Y'all were also so, the thing is, that
we're
was
30 what, minutes away.
That's the only thing I would say about our house.
We're so far.
We were so close to the festival. So the thought of like going all, I could see you guys on the map.
Yeah.
Y'all were much further away.
Yeah, so it is far. That's like, that was like the only con was how far it was. Yeah. It's just like nobody wanted to come to us.
At my house, we had a fun group of people and a great community and culture at our house. Let's just say that. And I think I can say it. No, it's a good friend. It's a good group of gay guys at our house. And they start talking. They're all like about like doing poppers. And like they're like, I was like, I've never done poppers.
What's a popper?
You don't know what poppers are?
No.
Okay. So you've never like seen them like selling them at like gas stations and stuff. They're really popular.
No. I thought they only sell them at like sex stores.
They do sell them at sex stores.
They sell them at gas stations?
At smoke shops and stuff they do. There's usually like-
Wait,
West Hollywood popper, they do.
Wait, I thought poppers were-
It almost seems like you're sniffing like nail polish remover, but it's a very liquidy thing.
Okay.
I've always known what they've looked like, and I know that they're popular in certain communities because they really release your-
It looses your-
What are those smelling salts?
It's this right here.
It's these.
Danger, do not use.
Danger, do not sniff.
Well, I was like, oh, I love five-hour energy.
They do look like five-hour energies. Wait, popper. No.
I don't know if you remember this from like season 2, season 1, but I did them with David and Todd one time. We were in West Hollywood and we went to a sex store and we did them with, I forget who it was. We did it in the store. The guy was just like, oh yeah, just do them in the store.
What is it initially for?
That.
It's like taking like a, I don't want to say whippets. Whippets are way more intense.
It like makes you lightheaded, right?
Makes you lightheaded, gets you a little loose. But it's great for like when you're on drugs.
Why is it gay?
I think it relaxes your butthole.
Your butthole, which I was nervous about because I was like,
why is it gay?
It helps ease the flow of anal sex.
All right.
But I was really worried about it. I'm like, am I going to shit my pants? And they're like, that's what I was so nervous about. I'm like, we're in the kitchen. There's like all these people around. Anyways, they finally give it to me. I smell it. And you know what? I'm expecting like the jolt of smelling salts,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
And I'm like, this just smells like nail polish remover, whatever. That was really underwhelming. And then I'm sitting there talking.
And then I'm on the roof.
and then I'm bent over.
I'm sitting there talking and all of a sudden I just feel my body just go warm. Like, hot, like I go red, and then I'm like lightheaded. And I'm like, oh my God. And all of them are looking at me like, you feel
it. Did you sniff it too much?
No, you were like, the onset of the effects hit you usually like after like 30, 40 seconds of hitting it. It's not immediate. And I was like, whoo, tingly, and really enjoying myself.
I remember our like first or second year at Coachella, we were car camping and we were next to our section was a group of gay guys that were all like staying at like fun dudes. Uh-huh. They had a big tent. And we just hear them like just
busted.
It was the
we were like joking. Story. We were like, these gays are trying to kill me. Like quoting White Lotus.
That's
anyways,
really funny.
How long did it last?
I would say like a minute.
Oh, okay.
It gave me like the worst headache. And I don't get headaches very often. I had a headache like lingering in my head all throughout the day after I did.
You just gotta let it work, sweetheart.
It only lasts a minute? Mm-hmm. So what's the point? Like, did you just try it just for fun?
Yeah,
I thought you would like get like a high and then you'd go to the festival.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought it was like, I don't know.
It's just long enough to get it in.
It's Brian, just like a way to punctuate like.
Brian, next year, I kind of want to try poppers before going to the main stage.
So I heard a lot
stage.
About these poppers.
I'd give it a shot. If someone had them,
the
like, give them a
house.
Shot.
The pop pound.
So I did some poppers. And then went to the festival. I didn't do like any like drugs at all the whole time though. I just drank
Matt,
the whole
you know
time.
What? You're a warrior.
Thank you. First night we went. Who performed on the first night?
The only people,
Blink 182.
I was there.
They announced last minute.
Yes, that was so cool. Once you posted, I realized that we could have actually met up with you, but that was the next day after I saw your post.
What do you mean when I posted?
At Blink 182. Did you not post at Blink 182?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I think so. I was with
you.
I saw where you were. I was like, oh, we could have definitely like.
Oh, I thought y'all were going to be like artists and you guys were going to be like super up close.
No. There's actually no artists at Sahara Tent.
Yes, there is.
There is?
Yeah, because I went and saw Melotta.
Why do we listen to Todd? Todd the whole time was saying
also,
that there was
there was a bunch of people in our group that didn't have artists. So it's kind of just like, we just want to make sure everybody's together.
They underestimated the amount of people that were going to be at Blink-182, though.
I know. They should have been main stage.
From the get-go.
It was a lot of people.
It was really fun, though.
I actually think it was more hype because it was such a surprise performance. Yeah. I think it just made it.
I didn't know it was a surprise. I thought it had been on the lineup the whole time. No. And I was like, I didn't really.
It was like a surprise the day before.
The day before.
It was something like that. But they were amazing. And they were hilarious, too.
Oh, they were. They really were very like. It was like a full show. They were very entertaining the whole time, but it was really good.
And I will say phone service was much better this year.
Dude, much better.
I had LTE the whole time.
Yeah.
I was posting everything.
I was watching The Office.
It was crazy.
I always just accept that it's going to be bad. So like, I'm just only taking pictures. I'm never like on anything.
We just like, because we're losing people quite a few times and we were able to call them pretty immediately, call failed barely.
I just don't understand why in the festival they have these giant poles. I don't understand why they don't put colored flags at the top of them.
Oh my God.
Label them B, A, B, C, D, E.
They do.
But they don't. No, in the parking lot, they do. Not at the festival.
The towers on the main stage have A, B, it's all, there's numerical.
No. We weren't saying that. We were saying, why isn't each light pole a completely a different color?
So it's like, go to the yellow pole, go to the blue pole.
I guess I guess when it gets dark, you can't see the colors.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
There's one ball of light on the top of each pole.
They're
all the same color.
But yeah, dude,
imagine
blue.
You're
yeah.
able to look up and be like, just go to the pink light.
I think they don't give you checkpoints to find each other, so you walk around more.
And then, because the meetup spot is at the bar. And
you run into stages, you run into drinks, and like they make it hard to find your friends.
You think so? You see, I would think that they want everybody to be with their friends all the time.
Zane, it's a business. It's like being at a grocery store. They put the children's stuff at the bottom shelf so the kids can see it.
No, I thought you were about to say they have the children always walk around so the children lose their parents. It's business.
It's all strategic.
Think about it. Whenever we wanted to find somebody, it was, meet at the bar, and then we'd all go grab drinks and then wait until we saw them. And then we'd go back into the grass and then you'd be like, all right, let's meet up with everybody again.
You
go to the
bar, you get drinks.
That energy, though, in the VIP area by the steps is such a fucking scene.
It's like high school.
Zane
was like, are we at a college campus?
It's like a cafeteria.
I feel like I'm a seventh grader walking around sometimes because everyone's just trying to look amazing. You see these popular people.
They've made it now where that center VIP area is the area to be, right?
Yeah.
You go to that area, you know you're seeing at least 18 people by the time you get there.
Yes.
And there's pockets. There's like, what is it? Two pockets, right? There's that bar and this bar. And it's crazy how it's become like a cafeteria.
And there's all like the influencers who already think they're hot shit. And then there's like an Oscar-winning actor just walking around. And then you're like, mother of God.
I can't believe the celebrities you run into in both general admission and VIP. We saw Emma Roberts at the bar. I was like...
It's like, you know, in Finding Nemo, like the world of fish, like everybody is just like in their own thing. And then suddenly there's the big shark that goes by. And then...
Yeah.
But it's so funny to see how low-key... like just A-list celebrities are, but then those like TikTok influencer, they're just fucking outfits, just trying to get all the attention to them because it's really, really funny. But and those A-list celebrities, they're, I feel like 10 times easier to just go up to in that
setting.
Like,
you see anybody cool just walking around?
Emma Roberts.
I think Emma Roberts was pretty much the big, I saw Leo at an after party.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we see him. I feel like I've seen him a lot.
I looked over my shoulder at Labyrinth and Jared Leto was like right by me. I was like, oh my gosh, looking like Jesus. Just
we saw him last year in the pizza line.
I'm watching Porter Robinson. Love that song, Sad Machine. He's a cool DJ, has an awesome band. It's, you know, probably around like 4 p.m. or whatever. I'm like jamming out and I'm already like at my favorite point in the song. Already had like met like a couple of the listeners of the podcast. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. This girl comes right up to me. She's like, oh my gosh, I'm such a big fan. And I'm like, oh, hi, yeah, thank you so much. And like, she's with her like two friends. They're like looking at me and I'm like, hi, nice to meet all you guys. I get to the third girl. I'm like, they're telling me their names. And the other girl's like, I'm Camilla. And I'm like, nice to meet you.
Oh my gosh.
Three girls come up. They're like, oh my gosh, we love the podcast so much. And I'm like, thank you so much. And I'm like, you know, getting all of their names. And the third girl in the group is Camilla Cabello.
Camilla Cabello.
I was like, I was like, hey, nice to meet you, nice to meet you, nice to meet you. And then like I look and I'm realizing who I'm talking to in just such a quick moment. I was like, oh my gosh.
She watches us?
I guess so.
I wish I was there because I've been waiting to accidentally run into her to tell her I have some of her clothes by accident.
What?
Oh, like the Whitney Cummings situation?
Wait, what Whitney Cummings situation? Her
shit has been sent to my house before, like my old house.
No, it's a different, it's like more of a personal connection.
Oh, got it.
So we have a mutual friend, and last Coachella, our friend was going to weekend two. So she was like, can I borrow some of your clothes from weekend one? I said, yeah, absolutely. So I threw it in a bag, gave it to her. She gave me the bag back, but some clothes in there weren't mine. And I was like, whose are these? And she goes, oh my God, those are Camila's. Like, you just keep them. It's fine. I'm like, are you sure? I was like, I could just give them back to you. So I have like three of her shirts. Brian took it. So I have three of her shirts. I did.
Do you think she would, if you told her this, and I'm not like dismissing it, do you think she'd either be just like, oh my God, would love to get, that's hilarious. Or she'd or be like
kind of weird it out.
And I'm sure the way Mariah would have said it would have been like pretty funny.
If we were in the environment of Coachella, I would have no problem saying it. But if we were on the street on like Melrose, I probably
I have your clothes.
Camila, wait, I have your shirt. I have your underwear.
You bring it like day three. You're like, hey, I got them right here. Like, you want to take these?
Like the hat, the meet and greet. By the way, I have nuts.
Are her friends going to see this?
I don't know. Hopefully. It was really great. It was so nice meeting him.
Yo, look, Camarilla can be, if you want to come.
Camarilla, come in.
You should be right. You be in that seat. Be our guest. We have a great, great grand time.
That is actually crazy.
Were you in a VIP section for that or were you just in
GA? VIP section, yeah. Yeah, I was in the VIP.
I was so jealous of the people just running into Justin Bieber. He was in his own world.
He wasn't staying with you guys or anything?
He was at the house next to us.
It is funny though, seeing how VIP is pretty much GA and GA is just like kind of like
VIP was packed.
It's because the GA section clear, right? And like
you can go up and get a beer like that.
The bar section, just like that. But the VIP, we were trying to get into the VIP section. It looked like the entire festival was trying to get into that.
Funneling through one gate and you have to scan your wrist. So it was like 100 people all trying to pack and like fit into this one tiny little.
We're all being like tossed around like that. I look, Phineas tossed around, just trying to get into this VIP. I was like, what is going on at this festival? Why is there two tiny ass gates in the whole festival to get into this?
You know what I also realized this year is that you know how they have like the beer garden and that's where you got to have your drink. They do not care if you walk out with your drink though.
They do.
Dude. Every time I walked out,
they're like, they said to finish it.
This year seemed like pretty lax because every time I walked through it, they didn't care.
Well, next year, you're allowed to walk around with drinks.
Thank goodness.
So maybe some people, like some workers that you ran into thought it was this year because they stopped them every time.
Wow.
But next year they're allowed to. I think they're taking notes from Stagecoach because Stagecoach is so lenient.
But there's also much less people there too.
That's true.
But I think doing that is smarter for Coachella because it kind of, it doesn't make the VIP part too packed.
Yeah, yeah. Because
the reason why people are there.
Stand there and it's pretty small.
Exactly.
But I was recommending people, like people that had VIP or what's the other one, artists.
Yeah.
I was telling them you might as well get food and drinks in general admission because there's so much more.
Yeah.
There's like 100 food stands. There's different bars.
Yeah, all those
VIP
food
has like two bars and two food stands.
Yeah.
Like go to general admission. There's so many more options.
The next day we didn't go to the festival at all. We just skipped it.
I can't believe that.
Which is crazy. We kept all, like the whole house just didn't go except for David. He like went with.
Were you all just like hungover? Just felt like you saw it all?
No, I think we were just overwhelmed. We were just like.
We did it last night. It was a lot of fun. I think we really just wanted to enjoy the house.
And there was nobody that we like were dying to see. Everybody was kind of just like, I don't really need to go.
I did. I wouldn't have minded going because I wanted to see Blackpink. My friends performed.
Oh, were they dancing?
Blackpink. Yeah.
Blackpink for me was like the best main stage show.
It looked crazy on TikTok.
They put on a show.
I'm not that familiar with like K-pop and I know Blackpink is big. It was like, it was the most, I don't know, intense, most modern, like advanced performance.
That's how you perform a main stage show. That's how you do it.
If you're going to Coachella, that's how you.
And I
do
know
it.
The thing is that I know K-pop production. I feel like they're so specific. Every time I see any music video, any performance, anything, you know that like they put in so much time and blood.
Yeah,
and
they
sweat
go above
and
beyond.
Above and beyond. Yeah.
And Blackpink is really good at spotlighting the members of the band and letting you know who's who.
Yes.
Like I felt like I was like a fangirl. I'm like, ooh, I like Rosé the most. Who do you guys like?
But that's what's cool about K-pop is like you don't have to listen to them to become a fan and enjoy the show because they're so like inclusive.
They market the members. There's not like the Beyonce or the Justin Timberlake of the group. It is like this one, and each one of them has their own song. And when they're on, they put out their name remind you who it is.
I know people walked by that had no idea who they were. They're just like, ooh, I'm watching this.
Yeah.
Like it was just, they catered to like people that had no idea who they were. And when I saw that on TikTok, I was like,
it would have been fun.
Damn, that'd have been fun.
But
to
I know
see
we
that.
Were overwhelmed that day. We were just like, okay, let's figure out what we need to actually get done today.
Yeah. And so we just stayed back. You enjoyed the festival. Anything crazy happened during the day, or you're just kind of like enjoying it?
Labyrinth was
Oh my god, bro.
That one too.
I heard
can't
that
believe
one was the best. I know.
I honestly, you know what? I didn't even look at the lineup. I was just like,
I know. I was got word of mouth.
And I saw Labyrinth on it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love Labyrinth for his Euphoria stuff. I love that song, Jealous, by him. Mm-hmm. And I know he has a whole bunch of other stuff. And I had like my expectations, like expecting, oh, he may do a couple of Euphoria things and then do some Euphoria or whatever. What did I say? He might do some Euphoria stuff and then he might do most of his own individual music.
Yeah.
He did a lot of the Euphoria stuff. His stage was almost like this Superman S.
Yeah.
He had like this choir singing with him.
It looked so sick.
And it was pretty cool because like we were like standing there, we were on the side, and I look over and sure, we run into like Phineas and Claudia, and like there was Benny Blanco and like Jesse. And I'm like, oh, what's up, guys? And then I'm realizing, oh, wait, Billy has that song with Labyrinth, and Billy's not with him. She's gonna come out.
Oh,
and when she came out on stage, dude, the crowd roared so loud in that moment. And they sing that, I never.
Because she's like the biggest, like the past 2 years, she was like the biggest main stage performance, like the whole festival.
Was she probably the coolest person to be brought out this year? You know how every performer brings somebody out?
I would say so.
Who else was brought out?
But what
out?
Was really cool is she made the moment like really still all about like, about Labyrinth, like the way she just was looking at him, and she was this moment is for you, bro. She was so good
she's
about
probably
that.
Probably one of the most grounded like artists out there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, we were just moved to tears by that. That's really incredible. Cool. And then Charlie XCX.
Oh, dude, man, I didn't even know she was going to be there.
We should have done Saturday instead of Friday.
Saturday was the day to go.
Yeah, we should have skipped Friday.
Charlie XCX was so fun because it was also kind of like still during like the day. The light was still out. She brought the house down.
Should we go Saturday just for one day?
We go to the day we missed. Honestly, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
That would not be a bad idea.
Make up for it.
After that,
and then I finally ran into you guys at the Neon. No, I didn't go to Neon. I had already, because I wanted to go to y'all's party instead.
We actually went there early and then left early to go to the other party. But the Neon party, it was great. It was much bigger than like the year before, so that was cool. But the problem is that tequila was promoted everywhere. Tequila, 1942, 1942. And there was no tequila anywhere. No bar had tequila.
Wait, what?
All they had was vodka and everybody.
Oh, weird.
And no beers. There was no beers, no tequila.
No.
It was just vodka. All you drink was vodka. And everyone's like, straight. I can hear everybody around.
Interesting.
Everybody here around is complaining. And I'm like, this is so bad.
Neon has always been kind of overrated in my eyes. I've never gone there and been like, this is so dope.
Heath and I did not get invited.
It's all right.
You have to find somebody that gets
you. We don't have that connection. don't talk to anybody.
We also like went to bed at midnight.
Oh my God,
every night
we were in bed at like midnight. Like the after parties were not crazy about going, but for me personally, like Neon Carnival, I just love carnivals.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do the games and the rides. Like that's what I want to go for.
No,
but Zane told us about Neon and I was like,
honestly when you're there really and you see that like zipper ride, you're like, I don't want to go.
I like a challenge.
I don't think I want to go on that
one. That's really funny.
That's what happened last year. They ran out of like beers and stuff like an hour into
it. Maybe weekend two is the weekend to go because they learn from their mistakes weekend one. Because weekend one one, something always goes wrong.
Oh, yeah. And they definitely have a powwow in between that. They're we got to.
Yo, you know what I heard about Neon? And this happened to some guys who were staying at our house. They said they felt like that they were almost about to get sex trafficked after Neon.
What?
They were like getting like cornered and like lured into a car. Like they were getting stalked out
saying like different people.
You know that like red flag about, you know, getting trafficked is you see someone who's like on a phone and is like following you and keeping track of your movements.
Yeah.
That's how it was. And like the way they were lining up these cars towards them. And a lot, and there's
getting,
a whole
getting
thing.
Out of there is
don't you have to have a certain pass to even be there, or anybody can be in that like pickup section?
I don't know.
You just need to have a bracelet to go in. You don't need a, like a parking validation or.
And not talking about the cars.
You don't need like a parking. Weird.
The Coachella Valley though is apparently notorious for like trafficking and stuff. Like there's like, you can look up these like articles about it. There's been all these stories. People are also, I think, talking about it on Twitter the next morning.
Yeah.
And they even like, the guys were so freaked out about what they witnessed. I wish I could tell their story like fully and better. They kind of explained it in the morning. But it was so, they were so freaked out by what they were experiencing with these guys, like cornering them and trying to get them into this car, that they called and like reported it to like the Coachella police to let them know.
Heath was getting nervous, like seeing groups of girls walking out and then they're just random people. They're not marked. There's no lanyards, no wristbands, nothing. They're like, do you need
just,
a ride?
They're just like at the fence when you're like walking out, like to get into the parking lot and like the buses area. There's people like, guys along the fence, they're all like, you need a ride, you need a ride, you need a ride. And they're not like part of a service or anything. It's just, I don't know if it's people that live there that are just like, you know, I'm going to try to make some money.
Yeah.
So like the first guy came up to us and he's like, Heath, you need a ride? And I was like, he's like, I'm a big fan. Do you need a ride? And I was like, how much to go to Rancho? And he was like, $500. I was like,
500. They were overcharging on rides.
Yeah, it was like, it was funny because like the further away you walk, the cheaper it gets. So like right by the security was 500, 400, 300. We made it down to like 150 and we were like, fine.
So we finally like start walking with this guy and like, we're just like randomly following him into the parking lot. And I looked at her, I was like, honestly, this is kind of like sketch. Like, I feel okay right now because I feel like I'm like,
no,
I would be able to protect. But there's a lot of girls that are like leaving in groups that are like doing drugs or getting like really drunk.
So what you're saying checks out.
And I'm like, this is very kind of like, this is sketch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there was a time where we took a ride for like $350 because it was we
you
were
don't have
desperate.
A choice sometimes,
you haven't.
Yeah.
We did.
And we would take the ride and they would drop us off right outside. Like there would be traffic and they're like, okay, you can get that. I was like, we were with Jordan and Jordan's like, door to door. That's the service. And he was so pissed that like Jordan like stepped up and like said that
because
most
people
would just get out. Like I would get out. Like I wouldn't want to fight with the driver. I don't know what, but it's
Jordan's a boss though.
Door to door service. And it was great going around with David Drummond. I was anytime it was like, cause when you get a driver 99% of the time, it's weird. Right. And I would be like, just letting you know, we got five guys and David's one of them. So if you're going to try.
Huge, our friend dude. David Drummond is giant.
I was like, you want to try anything? I just want to let you know that guy.
He's going to be in the backseat.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that. I might look small. I might look weak, but this guy's with us.
We should pay David Drummond to be like our private security. Just dress in black every year. You can party with us, but dress in black.
What was the tea, though, that would happen at your house?
It wasn't tea. It was actually really funny. So at Neon Carter, Carnival, I met this, we met these like two girls and one of them was gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous, right? And I was talking to her, I was talking to her for
this
maybe
is the
like,
first night.
Saturday
night. This was Neon.
So it was Saturday.
Second night.
Yeah, I met her at Neon and we were talking, good 25, 30 minute conversation, and then we parted ways. And I was like, damn it, I forgot her name, didn't get her number. That sucks, whatever. And then maybe like 45 minutes later, her friend walks up and she's like, hey, you should talk to my friend. Like it was like one of those things that like, oh my gosh, I think she like brought me up. And I was like, oh my God, yes. So I saw her, we were talking the whole night. I was like, oh my God, this girl's great. Like beautiful. I'm gonna
marry this girl.
I'm gonna take her back to the compound. This is great. We go back to the compound. At this point, I think we were both like really drunk, right? Like it was just, I just needed to go to bed. It was like a really bad, like a hard, it was a hard night of drinking that night. We split, she went home, I went to bed, boom, done. Didn't get her number, forgot again. Forgot to get her number again.
She's the one. I didn't get her number.
He was like, does anybody know her name?
Look, I don't want to make me look like a fucking crazy psycho. It was
no,
girl
but
that
it was a
really
cute moment. Like,
but for
Zane
to be into somebody, it's rare.
Yeah, it's yeah. rare.
So we were all taking it seriously.
But it was just like one of those moments. I was hungover. I was still drunk. Yeah. Whatever. And I was telling this about this girl to everybody on the
Everyone knew.
Everybody knew.
I met a girl.
I was asking a friend to help this specific friend. I was like helping me find her, trying to find her like Instagram, found her number, contacted friends, whatnot, and then we found her. Or like, oh my God, yes. But I was never able to get her number, right? But he did find her name. I was like, okay. We'll just
he was like helping out. He's like, I got you. We're going to find your girl. Right. So he's like, he's doing all the work. He's like, I found her. This is her. Like, we're going to get you set up. Like, I got her for you.
And then the next night we all come back to the compound. Great night or whatever. And I'm sitting there. Who comes strolling in the compound? The friend and the girl together.
Oh. And then they go straight to the room.
I was like,
there's no.
Yeah, bro, what? I'll help you find her. Don't worry.
I was like, there's no way, dude.
They're escorts?
No.
They're not escorts.
I'm sorry? No, they're not escorts.
The girl that was at Neon, she just
strolled in with our friend.
With our friend. Oh, okay. Our friend did not meet her that night. But he knew of her because I talked about her. Because
he was helping to find her for Zane.
and he took it for himself.
Oh, he found her. Oh, he found her.
Yeah.
Oh no!
So this kid took Zane's girl.
And I was just like, my jaw to the floor.
And they were escorts. Hey,
no, they were escorts.
Well, I thought they were escorts because the way you were saying like, oh, we're gonna find her, like it ended up being like, and then I thought he went to the bedroom like with her. I don't know.
No, it was just. Yeah.
What if it was like the chef's like daughter? Like he was just like,
oh my gosh, imagine.
The chef's daughter. Yeah, but that was really funny.
Yeah,
you're fucking
so funny.
Cracking up about that.
Wow.
That was that night though.
And Frank Ocean came out, right?
Right, right. So we were waiting for Frank Ocean and then we heard through the grapevine that he was a no-show.
Oh yeah.
So I heard that too.
It was like bartenders and shit.
They were like, he's a no-show, he's canceling again. And we're like, oh my God, like. So we're like, all right, do we stick it out? Do we wait for him? Do we see? And then 10 o'clock rolls around when he's supposed to perform.
I did not know how big of fans people are about Frank Ocean. I didn't know it was like a cult following. Like,
well, he hasn't
like
put out music. He hasn't put out music. He hasn't performed since like 2017.
I just really, like, I saw it right before he was about to start. People were crying. Like, people were fucking crying. People were emotional. Yeah. Ella was so emotional. I like had no idea that this.
Yeah. It's like Harry Styles.
Everybody is here right now.
That was the most packed I've seen main stage ever.
Ever. Yeah.
Ever.
So supposed to go on at 10 o'clock. So we're sitting there waiting. 10:30 rolls around and we're all just like, what is going? Maybe he is a no show. And then
that's
like
when I went crazy when I had to pee. I was like, is he 30 minutes late or is it going to be an hour?
Right.
And I never ran so fucking fast.
Right. Yeah. 45 minutes late.
At this point, we're all together. Everybody's together. We've all found each other.
We're sticking it out. Not that we're not fans. There's obviously those hit songs that everybody loves that are amazing, but we didn't have to be there, but we were almost sticking it out to see the chaos if he didn't show up. I was so nosy and
curious.
Once
it got to 45 minutes, I was like, I can't wait for the uproar.
The screen turned like Frank Ocean orange. It was like ready to go. And then suddenly it turned black. And there was little TVs that said Frank Ocean starts at 10:30. And that TV turned black. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's not showing up.
Like, this is crazy.
And then there was, at one point, the screens, I don't know if anybody noticed, but it said like left wing, right wing, center wing, or whatever it was called. Like, it was almost like someone's computer popped up on the screen. And they.
But then I was like, it kind of sucks because there was other people performing. Like, if you're going to be an hour late, like people could have seen another show on a different stage.
Right, because the sets are like an hour.
You're exactly, like, yeah. That sucks, yeah.
Which is like very rude, you know, because you could have done other things.
And they weren't playing music in between. It was silent.
Dead silent.
Yeah. You can hear the people in the front row speaking.
And then like it was an hour and 5 minutes he finally comes on.
Dude, I was so nosy. I was listening to everybody around me.
I was so curious
hearing what they were
saying. Normal.
Because, you know, this is their show right now.
Yeah.
And people were so confused and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
Like people are starting to
get really
emotional
already. I felt bad for the people that waited so long.
And then he started performing and, you know, he's doing his thing. I think it's normal. Like he's just standing there not doing much. It seemed like he was hiding. And then I saw him starting to lip sync And I was like, this is really strange that he's lip syncing right now. And Ella was
just like letting the track play.
Letting the track go. And then that was going on for a little bit. And then all of a sudden a DJ set for like 15, 20 minutes. And I'm looking at Ella, at her on my shoulder. I'm looking at her, and she's just like, what the fuck is this?
Well, that white Ferrari remix was kind of cool though.
I don't even know if we were there.
We left right away, so I didn't even. I wish I saw Ella on your shoulders.
We saw like the first two songs.
We left while the DJ set was happening. We were like, let's get out of here before we don't want to.
But we were walking through the crowd, like everybody watching, and we just like kept hearing, like as we're like squeezing through people, it was like, what the fuck is this? This sucks. Like, what is going on? Like,
yeah,
yep.
And like,
it was very underwhelming when it came on. Nobody really cheered. Except for the people in the front row. It was dead silent when he came out.
And while we were leaving, we saw packs of people were all leaving from the stage. And I'm like, damn.
That's horrible. That's so horrible.
And it's wild how he doesn't even seem like he feels bad about it. Yeah. Kind of.
I know.
And
he pulled the plug on them filming it.
Yeah.
So he couldn't let them play it live.
He pulled off the merch, pulled out merch.
But like, he's always been this aloof of his artistry.
Yeah.
Everyone's always looking into things like, oh, is this a teaser for this album? Is this thing going to come? It's always had been that. And I had that kind of expectation where I'm like, it's either going to be amazing or he's going to like troll the whole thing.
Yeah.
Definitely trolled.
And
do you think even after all this, do you think this is still like a sign for something
else? I think it's a sign that we should never expect Frank Ocean to like ever perform ever. Like, yeah. I think he should still work
just
on
come
music.
Come out with music and that's it.
Release music when he wants to.
Yeah.
But like the devotion that you give to him is like always keep it at bay because you're never going to get it from him.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I think the Blonde release was a great time in like 2016. That was pretty dope.
I think you should just, because his music's good. Just let it be good. Amazing. You don't have to give any more. But then it's going to be mediocre.
Do you think he like, I was just so curious. What is he sitting around doing with his friends after? Like, is he like, that was good, right? And do you think they're like, Frank? Or are they all like, no, man, that was fine. You did it the way you wanted to do it.
Do you think he's the type where he doesn't even go like on his like social media? I don't know.
I think I think he's just extremely low key, like too low key.
But then also he like stopped early. Like you have to, the cutoff.
Yeah, there's a curfew. Performing,
like where they can't go over the time. And then he knew that was coming up and then still stopped before the time was up.
Yeah, he didn't like ride it out as long as he can.
Like, oh, well, I guess that's, he just I cut guess it that's short, it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like for all the fans that came to support him, I feel bad for the people that are like diehards. And that's what they got.
There isn't like an artistry thing that we're missing, right? That's
like, was that like a beautiful, like,
right? Are we missing something?
Well, I mean, those people didn't spend all their fucking money to be there. They got all the time in the world and liberty of their lifestyle.
Like, I'm just curious of the conversations that are happening. You know what I mean? Like, if I was putting on a show, I know the conversation that you guys would be having with me. Like, I know what those conversations would look like.
I think he knows what happened. And I think that's why he pulled out of Weekend 2.
And the saddest thing is, I think we pushed Frank Ocean so far away where like I wouldn't even expect music from him in 5 to maybe 10 years.
Reaction.
I could see Frank Ocean just being like, you know what? Fuck them. Fuck them all. I'm done. Like, he's not going to be like, I got to hit the studio and really prove
myself.
I think, but I'll still love listening to Frank Ocean.
Right.
I really do. It's not like I'm like my expectations for him. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not waiting up till midnight to watch anything that he drops ever.
Interesting. It's an interesting take. Like it's
yeah.
I wonder what's going on with them refunds for Coachella. Like, dude, that is probably a nightmare right now with them answering
so
all those.
So now Weekend 2, he's not doing it. If you're not filled in, Blink 182 is
okay.
Taking the
stage. Did you see, they just put it up 5 minutes before we started recording.
What?
They put up the lineup. They put Blink 182 for like an hour. TBA right after that.
Who's TBA?
They got somebody.
To be announced.
They got somebody.
Oh. Who? Who do we think?
I've never heard of this.
They would never put TBA.
It's going to be somebody like The Weeknd.
Oh,
like,
cool. That's cool.
You know,
cool.
Was it when Frank canceled or Kanye canceled? It was like Swedish House Mafia, The Weeknd. And it was like, all right.
No, but
wait,
I don't think
Swedish House Mafia was the shit last year.
I don't think they're going to have someone like that again. I think right now I think they really picked somebody that is.
It needs to be somebody.
Rihanna?
I want
Billy.
ASAP Rocky won't do it.
ASAP Rocky would be insane.
ASAP Rocky would
be
pretty
sick. A good fill in for Frank.
They need like LMFAO.
Or it's gonna be like
if it's Pitbull. No. That would be crazy.
No,
nude than 1975.
Because all the, imagine Pitbull, I'm not thinking like just Pitbull, I'm thinking all the collabs he does, all those people coming out.
like we are the world.
If the screen is just black here, Mr. Worldwide. And everybody just,
it's bad, baby. Oh. But I saw
someone doing, or the, what's their name? What's your favorite movie?
Oh, School of Rock.
School of Rock is doing like a 20-year reunion and everyone's like, put them on the main stage. I would die.
I'm guessing like an old rock band.
Wait, can we all make a guess? Do you want to make your guesses and see who it is?
So it's the main stage.
It's going to be Blink and somebody?
No. Blink is first and then first, this person's right after Blink.
It's not somebody I want. I really do think it's going to be like an old rock band. It's going to be like AC/DC.
No. Okay. No. I don't. Right after Blink 182, I don't think so.
I think the rock crowd's like already there. It's going to be somebody where like they want to entertain the crowd a little bit more.
Baha Men.
Stupid.
Fuck, Matt. I get that.
Or like Guns N' Roses. Oh, it's going to be like some like band where like I'm not going to.
But you don't think.
Metallica.
Oh, okay, well, look, Frank Ocean fans, they know it. They're probably gone now, right?
Are they going to cater to Frank Ocean fans
Or it's going to be U2. It's going to be Coldplay.
It's going to be Coldplay.
If it was Coldplay. I'm going back.
Coldplay would, I think, do the gig for sure.
You think Coldplay would?
Coldplay would be good because that's kind of the same vibe.
Bro, if it's Blink 182, then Coldplay after, I'm going right back to the desert. I'm going fucking right back, Jack.
Yeah. I mean,
with guess. Guess what? I'm going back.
Captain Crunch Air.
I would guess. Yeah, probably. Nah,
that's a good guess.
Yeah.
What if I'm right?
I think. I feel it. That is
I will buy your ticket if you're right, and we're all gonna go.
I'm going back to the desert.
Wait, that's
I'm going back to the desert.
I'm surprised they haven't announced it yet. Because start so looking soon. At
houses. Wait, this is kind of a waste of how much we're spending on talking about this, right?
It's already
gonna be out.
People listen. They're like,
it wasn't Coldplay. It was. I don't know.
But if it was. This is going to sound amazing.
What if it's Tyler, the Creator?
Doesn't he put on an insane show with like floating cars?
His fans. But
that wouldn't be enough time to prepare though.
You
need someone that doesn't need a lot of fucking shit. Coldplay.
Who is it? Have they already announced it? It's Thursday right now.
No, they don't need to announce it. Blink-182, they didn't announce it until the day before.
What if it's 21 Pilots?
Imagine
Todd.
After Blink, it was Panic at the Disco.
Oh, that would also be insane.
Kazumi's World?
Somebody said that.
What's Kazumi's World?
Somebody commented, I heard it's Pauly D. I'd be there. Oh, Vinny commented on our TikTok, boys.
It's Anderson. It's Anderson Cooper.
Thank you. Oh, it's Frank Sinatra. Thank God.
Adele.
People are speculating that it's going to be a DJ.
Yeah, or Skrillex.
Oh, because it's the easiest thing to prepare.
There's not much. Yeah.
All righty.
It's Baby Shark.
Matt, we do have a pretty crazy story for you though. Our last night at the house.
Oh yeah, buckle up.
Yeah,
that last night we go back to the compound, and you want to say should I say my point of view and then we finish the story?
I'll set up what happened before
we'll alley-oop it.
So I'll set up what happened before the incident. The guest bus, right, that you saw going around, like the Sprinter. So after one of the parties, everybody starts getting onto the bus, right? And
we're not in this bus.
Yeah.
We're not in this bus. This is someone else's bus. By a friend.
I'm telling the story of like just what happened to them. So everybody's getting onto the bus and they shut the door on one of our friends. And what happened was basically security stopped him and goes, are you supposed to be on here? And he was like, yeah. And everybody started like laughing and he goes, are you supposed to be on here? And he's like, I guess not. And the security guard took that as like serious. Like he wasn't supposed to, like he was like trying to sneak onto the bus. So he slammed the door in his face.
So the security was being serious. Everybody else thought he was kidding. So they were just playing along with the joke. Like, no, I guess I shouldn't be on here.
So everybody started laughing. And then somebody opened up the door and let him on and was like, it was a joke. Like he's supposed to be on the bus with us. And the security like got pissed about that. So he turns back and looks and he goes, is this Scooby-Doo motherfucker really supposed to be on here? And everybody was like, yes, he's supposed to be on the bus. Like it's Like, he's in our house. Like, he's supposed to be on the
bus. The bus driver said, Scooby-Doo motherfucker?
Security.
Okay.
Security's like, is this Scooby-Doo motherfucker supposed to be on here?
This is not, like, security of the car. This is, like, someone's personal security.
Right.
Okay.
This one of the influencers' personal security on the bus is the one that did this to him.
That had nothing to do.
There's compound security, and then one influencer has a personal security guard. So this is a personal
This
one.
Guy just had a power trip.
Yeah.
The whole time, the whole weekend.
And keep in mind, the person that he's targeting was hanging out with the person he's supposed to be protecting. And
the whole time.
If you stay in the compound, you have a wristband that says, yeah, it's this whole thing.
Yeah. It was just, anyway, the guy was just being an asshole.
It was very clear that this person was staying on the compound, so he's giving him a hard time.
So he looks back, is this Scooby-Doo motherfucker supposed to be on here? Everybody's like, yes. Everybody starts laughing because it was just like a stupid mix up. Like, they couldn't believe that this happened. So as a joke, somebody on the bus decides to play the Scooby-Doo theme song through the stereo system as a joke, because it's funny to make, like, you know what I mean?
That is funny.
Like,
yeah.
And the security guard thought they put that on to make fun of the security guard and be like, you're an idiot for calling him Scooby-Doo or whatever. So this guy got really pissed now. Now he thinks like everybody's laughing at him. So everybody gets off the bus and the security guard confronts him, is like, you put that on, like, you're mocking me, you think this is like a joke, whatever. And they were like, no, it was like, I didn't even put that on, like, I was just supposed to be on the bus, like, there's no problem here.
So he was just very confused and this like high, like this power trip.
And so they're at this point, they're getting off the bus
in the compound now,
and we all like our house, we all see this. And we're seeing that our friend is just, there's something going on. When we start walking towards her, and we just start seeing the security guy grab him and just start.
And he's like, you're not supposed to be in here. And he starts getting in his face and he's grabbing him by his jacket and like pulling him like this.
Like,
and
he's, what are you doing? He's with us. He's hanging out with us. And he kept grabbing him and he shoved him.
Grabbed him by the jacket.
Out of the gate.
Shoved him out. Like
threw him to the ground.
At this point, I'm running. I'm drunk. I'm like, no way. I'm running. And I fucking grab this guy. I push him. Immediately.
threw him Zane the ground. In a headlock and slammed him to the ground.
Oh my.
Now, this is keep in mind, this security is completely in the wrong and everyone's telling him to chill out because he's complete.
This guy has no power over any. He's just.
He should not be touching anybody. His job is to protect people inside the compound, and he's been trying to get rid of this person the whole weekend for no reason.
This guy is also massive.
Yeah. I had no business trying to save him, right?
Zane just goes running after. You see Zane make it through the gate, and all of a sudden,
you see my body go.
Zane's voice is already gone, so he's like, stop!
Who is this guy? Who is this?
Stop!
I got like a little more cut.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I had a busted lip. I got a busted.
It was just a bunch of grabbing just to settle it. There was no punching or anything
It was pretty much all.
It was just a bunch of like, get off of him.
And I remember I was on the, so now I'm out of the compound, right?
On the ground. Zane is on like, the ground.
I go like, I lick my lip like, my lip is bleeding. Like, I have a busted lip, sir. I have a busted lip. And then that guy goes, you can come in. At this point, I come in, I was like, who is this guy? Why is he controlling anything? Why is he controlling this gate? Nothing.
But then they put all of the security guards and all the people that were involved in this into like a confessional, like, and was getting like the story.
They interviewed everybody.
And they were like crossing the story to make sure like everything added up to see like exactly what happened.
And the security guard was spitting complete lies because our friend ended up recording the entire thing. So he said all these lies and showed him the footage, and then he was gone the next morning. That was it. He's gone.
Oh my God.
Because he was totally wrong. And they were like, what?
Watching the video is.
Oh, it's a start. Zane.
Do y'all have the video?
We can't show it though. But
I want to see it.
Oh, I will show it to you after.
Zane was so funny. Zane gets into like protective.
I wanted to tussle.
I mean, I was in protection mode. Yeah. And then I needed protection 2 seconds later. It was.
It was a battle. But
then the whole joke, like for the rest of the trip, was just Scooby-Doo. we were talking about like
these Scooby snacks.
Yeah.
Oh man, but it was pretty insane that this guy was on a power trip like that, especially because he was supposed to like be there to protect and know who was
one person.
I have so
even
many
the other even the other security guards of the compound were like, bro,
it was bad.
What are you doing?
And we're not saying these people's names for legal reasons.
No,
just
to protect this story.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot on the compound. You can guess, but it what you can guess, but you can there's no need for names to be thrown out.
Right.
Here.
Damn.
It's almost like this guy was like on something.
Yeah. Or just yeah. ego it was, tripping.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
I wish I had his confidence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had his authoritarian, you know?
That happened at like 5 a.m.
Yeah. That was really late.
Damn.
But overall though,
trip was amazing.
Fantastic weekend.
Amazing. Yeah.
That was like the best weekend ever.
It was handled gracefully. Mm-hmm. Just a little bow tie on top of the weekend.
We went right after Frank. Patricia and I drove all the way back to LA.
You drove that night?
Because we were like, I don't want to be stressed out in traffic knowing that we had that 3 p.m. flight.
So, yeah. You're probably so run down.
Dude, exhausted.
Wow.
And then even when I got
to
the movie premiere, the people were like, weren't you just at Coachella? And I'm like, yes. And so,
was the drive back long at night?
Or no, quick? That's what's so crazy. When you drive at night, you get back to LA in 2 hours. Right. It is crazy how that's fast great. It is.
Danielle told me she left the next day. 6 hours.
What?
6 hours.
6 hours.
I could get to Vegas faster than that.
Yeah, and they left Monday night.
So guys, if you ever go to a music festival, just be safe.
Yeah.
Watch yourself. Always be on the lookout.
That's true.
And you can't always trust security.
Mm-mm. And you cannot always trust drivers.
Mm.
And you cannot. You cannot always trust artists.
Want to close it out?
Yeah, let's close it out. Wow, incredible.
That was nice.
Unbelievable. Zane, you should have brought those pants to Coachella.
I know
those are sick.
I'm gonna do it next year. Next year when I wear these, guys, just like comments like those pants are. I've never seen those pants before.
Those are the Gucci Mykonos edition.
Yeah,
right?
The Mykonos pants that we bought.
How does that make you feel? They still fit. That was
amazing.
That was a year ago.
But they were a little loose in Mykonos.
That's all right.
So.
You were so good to your future self.
Well, who's calling me?
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
All
right. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Unfiltered. You can check out the Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where you can check out all of our bonus content. We got high episodes on there. We got live Q&As. We got
early access.
We got private Discord. And we also have unwinds where we keep the cameras rolling for another 20 minutes. And just give you guys another like bonus episode every week. And you can get all of that. Everything in our archive for $5 a month.
Also, make sure to check out Cremota.com. We've got our matcha starter kit, and we also have all of our bag coffee, K-cups. You can get it in a bunch of different flavors. We have espresso in whole and ground bean, and a bunch of cool drinkware. So again, Cremota.com.
You can check out this episode every Monday, audio form on Google App Podcast form. You know what I'm talking about. And then every Tuesday, we post on YouTube.com/Zane and Heath. Every Tuesday on YouTube.com/Zane and Heath. Every Tuesday.
All right, guys. We love you so much. Thank you for watching as always. And we'll see you next week.
Peace and blessings.
Ciao.
Peace. Happy Coachella. Be safe.
You too.